Hello?
Hi, is this Vaughn?
Yeah, sorry about that, Paul. One of my employees was following me, and he took a wrong turn, so I was trying to get him, direct him where I'm at.
Oh, that's okay, and yeah, then we got disconnected there. But no problem. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So, it's the first month that's going to cost me $200, roughly.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I guess I can try it and see if, I mean, how do I don't really have time right now to get it all set up. Like
that's
I said,
okay.
I'm in the middle
that's
of mowing.
Okay. Yeah,
stuff,
right.
But
so,
I mean, I'm very interested in,
so
especially coming into our, I mean.
Yeah, you gotta get the opportunities coming in when things start to slow down. But the businesses that are on the first page, they don't really see much of a slowdown. I mean, there's always
right.
gonna be people needing your services. And when you're on that first page, you're gonna be one of those folks that stays quite busy. It's kind of, well, it's that old football adage, really. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. In this case, the playing field is the first page of Google. And I'm not saying that you're the worst. You could be the best, but if you're not on that first page, it's pretty hard to win. Most consumers are going to call someone on that first page. But, you know, when you're on that first page, you can beat out the bigger guys, the more established guys, as long as you're on that first page. Now, most of this is going to be handled in a follow-up call. We're going to do what's called a client interview with you. It's going to take about a half an hour. One of our technicians is going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. Of course, we'll get into detail about your services and your service area. We'll ask you to email us some photos so we can build out your website. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. But if this is something that you want to do, it's going to take me really only about 5 minutes to get everything set up. I just need a little bit of information here. I do see the business listed as Vaughn's Lawn Care. Is that how you would want that to be branded online?
Yeah.
Is Vaughn your first name or your last name?
First name.
First name. And what is your last name?
Huslig. H-U-S-L-I-G. Looks like Huslig.
Gotcha. H-U-S-L-I-G. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, Vaughn, is this the business number, the one you want your customers to call?
It's not going now. I got to finish this call. You just use a writer. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. The 316-258-8912, is that both the best number for us to reach you on and also
the
number you
number.
Want your customers to call? It is, okay.
That's my cell number.
Oh, it is. That's my next question. And it's a smartphone, too. You can receive text messages, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Most of the time you'll get direct phone calls. Residential or even, you know, small commercial clients can call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website that we'll build for you, they can fill that out. And when they do fill that out, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. Vaughn, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's first initial V, my last name, Huslig, @gmail.com.
Perfect. So really more of a personal email. Like I said, it will not be listed for anyone to see, but it will be attached to that contact form. And then when we need to send you something, you know, that we want you to have for your records, longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. Most of the time, though, we'll just give you a call or send you a quick text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you?
Text works easier,
text.
I guess.
Yeah,
right
text
there.
Is easiest for us, too. So we'll put that down as a text preferred. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you real quick, because I did see, well, you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. There's no brick and mortar. There's
right.
no showroom. No one ever comes
no.
to you. So no,
no
address for
no.
us to promote for the business. That's perfectly fine.
No.
Google knows that most service-based businesses are essentially run out of a truck or run out of the home. You go out to the customer and no one comes to see you. So, you know, Google doesn't want to list an address where someone can drive out there and try to knock on that door.
Yeah,
especially since you're out in the field most days. You're just going to be listed city and state. And then If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I did want to say that the website's going to be included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And I'd also like...
Is there a future cost for that?
Could you repeat that first part?
Is there, for the website and stuff, is there like maintenance fees or yearly fees?
That's what I was going to say. Not only is the initial construction included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So of course, you know, for example, we can use photos you have now, and as we send you new jobs, you can take new photos or videos and we can add that content, update services. If your services shift as seasons change, we can make those changes too. There would never be any additional costs for that. In fact, it is going to be the exact rate of $199. I'm even going to go ahead and waive that $99 setup fee that would normally attach to the first month. So it would just be the $199 out the door, and it only bills once a month for that exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click or job or percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it is just that flat rate.
So what happens now, if we do the first month and for unknown reasons, whatever, I don't get very many? And it's more profitable for me to just stick with Angie's leads, who I'm friends
with.
Well,
you can run them both side by side. You know, there is no conflict there. It is,
uh-huh.
Angie's is a lead-based service, so it's very different than what we do.
Yeah,
my clients that have a lead-based service, though, they do find that when we get their phone ringing, they're able to scale back on their leads and keep them paused more often. Some people cap their leads at a lower amount. Some people just shut the leads off altogether. But our service, though, more to your question, is offered month to month, completely at will. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, or you can pause the service seasonally as well. Okay.
And if I pause it, is there still the monthly fee?
No, that's the thing. Even the billing is paused. Of course, when it is paused, we're not going to actively update and optimize content. Everything is on hold. And in that sense, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle downhill, you can stop pedaling. You're going to keep going for a while. You might even pick up speed. But let's say it's a seasonal hold for 3 or 4 months. By the end of that hold, about 3 or 4 months in, you'll start to see your placement slowly trickle off of the first page. It doesn't happen overnight. We certainly don't take any content down while it's on hold. But like I said, without us continuing to update and optimize things and you know, do our job, which is to keep you on that first page, you would, in time, slowly see your placement kind of fall down a little bit. But as long as you're active, as long as it's not on pause for more than, you know, 2-3 months at a time,
they'll
stay right on that first page. So, like I said, it is exactly that flat rate. It's Friday. I'm willing to waive the setup fee here for you as well. I do want to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. It can be later today. It can be Monday, whatever's most convenient for you. And then the only other thing that I do need to do, it's required of us, Vaughn, as we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that in this case, there's no setup fee. The website's included. It's the flat rate of $199 on a month-to-month, no contract. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. It takes just a few minutes. I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's good. That's fine.
Okay. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but slow me down or stop me if you've got a question. Give me just a second here to get it set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Vaughn. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is, in fact, an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Vaughn, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Vaughn's Lawn Care.
Perfect. And that's how I have that. And then, Vaughn, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Vaughn Huslig, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Huslig, as the owner and operator of Vaughn's Lawn Care, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Make all the decisions for your company. And then, Vaughn, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Huslig, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Vaughn, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Vaughn, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Vaughn, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And of course, equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Vaughn, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Huslig, that's fair enough, right?
Yep, that's fair.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website. We'll make sure no address appears for your business. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, again, I'm waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost down to $199. It's a fixed rate. Websites included month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 16th of September, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Once again, that $199 bond is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. This, of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. On that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month on that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. Now, as I mentioned, it is month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Vaughn, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Huslig, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Vaughn, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Huslig, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Is it just first and last, or is there any middle initial and middle name?
Middle initial R.
R? Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card, Vaughn. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4298.
Okay.
2001.
Yes, sir.
6403.
Okay.
8894.
And then the expiration month and year?
8/25.
8/2025, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
011.
011. So I've got 011011 on the back, August or 08/2025 for the expiration. The card itself, was at 4298-2001-6403-8894.
Yes, sir.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It's 14414.
Is that East Laguna Drive,
yeah.
Wichita,
yep.
67230? Okay.
Yep.
I saw that address on the Angie lead. Is that your home address?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Okay. So you certainly receive your mail there, but you don't receive clients there. Like I said, you will not see that address attached to your Google listing or to any of the content that will create.
Okay.
It will be hidden. You're just going to be listed Wichita, Kansas, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But, Vaughn, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Let me find something real quick.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then
what is that?
That's for client support. If you've got any questions or if you receive a text message from us, that would be the number to call back. It is option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there. When they do the client interview, though, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email for the photos department. If you want to email them directly, it's photos, photos@localsplash.com. And that really is the only other order of business on my end to schedule that follow-up call with our technician.
Okay.
Now, like I said, you've got the client support information. It'll get emailed out to you as well through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then on the invoice email, Vaughn, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, if you wanted to do the client interview today, the only spot that
we still have available today
is 5. Okay, I was going to say...
Sorry. Can we do it on Tuesday? My Monday's pretty booked and so
Monday's
is Wednesday.
Booked. Okay, so Tuesday's wide open. Anything between 9 o'clock and 5, with the exception of the lunch hour, which is 2 o'clock. So we'll schedule by the hour. The call takes 25 or 30 minutes, usually gets to you 5, 10 minutes after the top of the hour and get you off the phone within an hour.
How about 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock
Central. Okay, 10 Central's perfect. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite to your email. The calendar invite is just really more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, you do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or
the
email? The text, okay.
That's
so
the text.
The text goes where we want it to go. The email's got the invoice below it, and in the body of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
I got both.
If you click on the click here, it goes where the text should go on its own, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to optimize your listing on Google. Of course, we'll optimize it on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people choosing Bing over Google, but that's still enough people. You know, we want you to get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a box just above it that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. Middle initial of R, but no period after the R. Case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it's that fixed rate, that we waived your setup and included the website. It also does allow us to do that initial NAPW audit. If it's asking you for a username and password, you can stop there. It's coming
I'm on that screen right now.
Okay. So I can give you the username. There's no password set just yet. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to track your account. And the automated system thinks it's already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. We have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but after that you'll get the text and an email with the username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Sometimes people never do. I can give you the email. The username, though, cannot be changed. It is easy for you to remember, though. It's the number we're speaking on. The number we're speaking on, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers, no spaces, 316-258-8912. That will always be your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that will allow us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. You're all set and squared away. Thank you for your time and taking this phone call. I didn't want to rush through it too much, but you've been real pleasant to speak with, and you have a wonderful rest of the day. Expect that phone call in the 10 o'clock hour on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, Vaughn. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.